Christine, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, Steve. Good afternoon.
I'm glad we found you. Christine Ledesma? Did I say that right?
Ledesma.
That's what I said. Co-owner of Kubo, which is a Philippine restaurant. And when my good friend, my old friend, my antiquated friend, Paul Lisnick said, let's go to a Philippine restaurant, I was up for it. But, you know, he had thought, and I had thought, I've tried because I don't know if you say it's adventurous. I just think I'm excited about anything I've not tried as far as a cuisine goes. And I had never tried Philippine food before, and it was wonderful. Can you describe what maybe one or two dishes that are typical that you have that if I went to the Philippines, I'd have the same?
Okay. Yes, I'm so glad that you stopped over and Paul invited you. But most Filipino household has to have an adobo dish and a pancit.
Explain what that is.
So adobo is a sauce. So it's adobo, you know, a lot of people know adobo as Mexican, but adobo for the Philippines is soy sauce and vinegar and spices. So it's a flavor that each household make their own thing. So it's very you know, popular in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And pancit would be the egg noodles, and they put, you know, a bunch of vegetables in it and chicken or whatever meat they have.
And, you know, people think for some reason, I don't know why, anything that isn't a hamburger from the U.S. is going to be, quote, spicy. And the food was tasty, but at least for the food I tried, there was nothing spicy about it.
No. Our food is, I would say spice, not spicy hot, but it's spiced very well.
Are some spices unique to the Philippines I might not recognize?
There might be. So some of them, like the citrus, we, you know, import it from the Philippines. So it's called calamansi, which we marinate mostly of our stuff.
Mm-hmm. And tamarind, which is not typically seen in this country, however, in other cuisines, including yours, I believe.
Yeah, so it's a very good flavoring. It's a little bit sour. It's an acquired taste, I think, for others. But a little touch of it makes a big difference in a flavor.
Mm-hmm. And what does that taste like for those who don't know? And by the way, you don't offer this, but I've had many a tamarind margarita, but that's another story.
We do not offer, but yes.
You could now.
I could. I'll have to figure out where to get it.
Well, you'd have to make it probably with tamarind. And where do you get, that's an interesting point. Where do you get, so spices and flavorings that are unique to the Philippines, where do you get those from? Where does a restaurant that has a cuisine that isn't typical get such things from?
So we do have a specific distributor that just imports stuff from the Philippines. You know, even some of the fish are from the Philippines, you know, the tamarind, the achuete, the calamansi juice, all those stuff, they carry it, and they're just great in providing us with all the stuff from the Philippines.
Now, you just used two big words that I have no clue what you said. The what and the what?
Achuete, which is like, it's a coloring. It's tasteless, but it makes a little bit of color, natural color to our food. And calamansi is equivalent to a lemon in America. So instead of using lemon, we use calamansi, which is a very small lemon, which has a very distinctive taste to the Philippines.
That's actually fascinating. Is that a fruit?
It is a fruit. So it's like a citrus, yes.
Interesting. Yeah, Lisnick used to play in a band called Calamansi. So it's a little different, though. Now, the other thing about your restaurant is you can, and, you know, every week I've, for those who don't know, I've been talking to a restaurateur such as yourself because I want to see the restaurants kind of bounce back. Do you find that there was sort of a pent-up demand and people are coming back?
Thank you for saying that. Yes, a lot of people are coming out. I think for the past couple of weeks, we've been getting people coming in. We're so glad that we're still open through the pandemic. And for the support and help of everyone, like Paul, we survived the pandemic. And with our patio being open and wide open, it's a great space for people who wanted to enjoy outdoor seating and feeling safe with, you know, still COVID around.
Well, right. So you do have an outdoor patio. And I was just going to say, turn around, look outside, no matter where you happen to be. It's beautiful out. And finally, I think summer is appearing in Chicago. I think over the past few years, what has happened is we've skipped spring altogether. And we've gone from winter to maybe 2 days of summer, and then winter again, and then eventually summer again. So summer's here, and it's great for sitting outside. And you've got that. You've also got some unique cocktails, which I'm guessing are not unique to the Philippines, but unique to what you do.
I think so. So we do have Filipino cocktails, you know, like what I said, calamansi. We have like calamansi martini. We have Cubo martini. But my business partner, Jamal or Sam, is really good at making cocktails.
So yes, he is. You know, yes, I've not that I've tried any or anything, but yes.
Yes, he's very, very good at it. He's good at what he's doing, and everybody loves his drinks.
Indeed, and I'm among the fans. Where are you located at?
So we're located at 1232 West Belmont, Chicago, 60657. And we're in between Bayfield and, Racine and Southport.
And not only do you have that outside patio, you have free, he says, free parking. Not a lot of it, but listen, If you're not packed, you can park your car there, which is a great thing for any Chicago restaurant. You don't get that every day. That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Christine, for telling us about Cubo Restaurant, Cubo Philippine Restaurant on Belmont Avenue in Chicago.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.